Right, let's go back to the proposal, and that's all it is at the moment, a proposal for a second injecting room in the CBD. Ken Lay, and I spoke with him actually at Neil Mitchell's farewell lunch late last year, but what I said has to remain secret because we weren't supposed to talk about it. But Ken Lay issued the state government with a report almost a year ago, and the state government has stuck it in a filing cabinet somewhere. The report has been leaked. Laura Turner, Nine News reporter, reported on this in last night's Nine News. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So you've seen the report?
I'm aware of what's in the report, yes.
Okay, well, in summary, what can we look forward to?
As you would have seen on Nine News last night, Ken Lay has agreed with the government their commitment 4 years ago to build a second safe injecting room. He said it's certainly needed. I think a lot of people expected that he would provide an address as to where it should be. And we've seen, you know, different locations debated over the years, but he hasn't gone as far as that. He's actually instead identified three areas where drug use is really bad and overdoses are happening. You mentioned them earlier. He's also said that, you know, there needs to be, so that this facility is properly used, there needs to be sort of a team of people who leave the facility, go out on the streets and connect with drug users and encourage them to come back to the facility and use it if they're not.
That's the theory behind the Sobering Up Centre, which opened a few months ago in Collingwood, that people either voluntarily go there or police send them there. So is that what you think will happen? I mean, they'll open a drug injecting room and then go around the CBD and find someone who's injecting drugs and say, hey, come down here and do it in the room?
Well, certainly that's part of it, but I know that, you know, from all the people that we spoke to during the research for our report, you know, I didn't find one who said they wouldn't use it. A lot of the feedback that we're receiving is from those in the CBD said they didn't use North Richmond because it was too far to travel. And if you know anything about a drug user and someone in that desperate situation, as soon as they get the drug, they want to use it now. So that's why they're doing it in the laneways.
Now, the three locations, it was sort of the top half of Bourke Street, the southern end of Elizabeth Street, and, of course, the Queen Vic Market. I look at those. The Queen Vic Market, it looks like the redevelopment is going ahead, so I think it's unlikely they'll put a drug injecting room there. Top end of Bourke Street, maybe, but given the state government, you know, mysteriously 2 or 3 years ago bought a building near the intersection of Elizabeth and Flinders Streets, do you think that's the most likely location?
Look, I feel like it is. That building has increased in value by millions since they bought it. It's sitting there empty. You know, I don't know the reason why they haven't released this report, and I don't know why it's still sitting empty, but it would be the most obvious, and I think that area has been identified as the epicentre, so it makes perfect sense to put it there. I think there are some questions and issues around the access points to that facility in terms of where it feeds out into the street and where tourists are and all that sort of thing. So from my understanding, I think they'd be working around those logistical issues with that building. That's not to say they've made a decision. That's just what I know about it.
Now, the report has been kept secret for the best part of a year. Nine News with you, you've got a copy and it's been leaked. Do you think this will force the government into action?
Well, I hope so, Tom. I know that they spoke to me yesterday and said they're not going to release it until they've made a really rock solid plan as to what they're doing, so that those who are affected by it know what's going to happen next. But in my eyes, you know, since they've had this report, you know, 20 or more people have died. So it's, you know, it's all well and good to do your research and be thorough, as they're saying, but there's people dying while this is not happening, dying. Families burying their children while this report is not being released. So it needs to be out there, and in my opinion, their hand needs to be forced, because while I appreciate the administration of it, there are human beings losing their lives while the report sits, as you say, in a filing cabinet somewhere.
All right, thank you, Laura. Laura Turner, you'll see more of her work tonight on Nine News at 6.